TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Nice folk who running things across the country, Again, T.M. Hyman coming to you live from the ATL tonight. What's going on, everybody? I'm excited about this show. First of all, we are an hour tonight. And you all know the only reason we do an hour is because we got something to talk about and we got a very special guest. Tonight is that night. A Body by J. You know who she is. You know, Body Sport. Yo, I think she has like a million IG followers, something like that. Maybe not a million exaggeration, but she got a lot of followers, got a dope fitness apparel line. But tonight, she's talking about something that is sensitive, but I think it's certainly a conversation that we need to tune into, because this is the reality. If you know Body by J, you know she is beautiful woman, right? But we've seen a lot of beautiful women, including Cardi B, who recently shared her trauma, right? She talked about illegal and dangerous butt injections and her nightmare scenario. I don't know if this was an illegal situation, but tonight we're talking to Body by J personally. She's talking about her trauma with injections. Don't go nowhere. You don't want to miss it. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. Madam Tilo Boston.
What up? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Doing well. Excited to get into this conversation tonight. She's a celebrity in my mind. I mean, because first of all, if you got like thousands, and then not just a few thousand, I mean thousands of folks around the world following you, it's popping. And I appreciate, all the way live before I get off track, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, let's welcome Hot Chocolate. What up, Ma? Shouts to you for our guest.
Yes. What's popping, people? Happy Monday. And I'm excited to talk to Miss Body by J myself. I have to say I have been avoiding her on the beach at the workouts for no sleep, because I partied too hard the night before. But when she gets back into the trading room again,
out there early.
Early. I'm gonna do it eventually. Even if it's not no sleep, right. I'm gonna let her work me. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I need to do like 13 push-ups an hour.
Hey,
13 an hour?
Listen, let's just jump right into this thing right here. I will say, in my opinion, like the surgeries, you know, that folks are flocking down to the DR to get, even surgeries like in Miami, and surgeries like the one that Cardi B described, you know, going down to somebody's basement, right, for paying $800 to get it done. Something just sounds real dumb about that. Listen, at the end of the day, don't try to keep up with nobody. If you got questions and concerns about tonight's topic, write the number down. Listen, we're here for an hour tonight. Write the number down, call in, and let's talk to Body by J personally. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, if you're just tuning in, Body by J shares a personal situation tonight. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Body the Sport CEO, let's welcome Ms. J. Welcome to the show, Ma. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to come educate folks. We appreciate you.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Great.
Doing well.
Great. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Doing extremely well. Once again, thank you for just taking time out of your schedule. You got a lot going on. You're a mother. You're an entrepreneur. You're a mentor. And clearly a public figure. How did you get into this whole workout fitness craze?
Well, I mean, all my life I really liked to work out. PE was my favorite, class in school. And I lived in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. And so, like, we had dirt roads and stuff. And I would tell my grandma, I'm going to go for a run. Like, I'm talking about, like, middle school, elementary school. I just liked that burn and adrenaline and sweat and stuff. It was something that was different for me, and it was something that nobody I knew was doing. Growing up where I grew up in New Mexico, you didn't see anybody working out. So I just found, you know, peace in that. And when I moved to Las Vegas from my hometown, and I had my daughter, you know, I was a single mom, and I was like, well, what am I going to do to provide for my child? You know, I need to do something. And because I loved fitness so much, I decided to go to school to get certified as a trainer. And that's where it all started back in 2005.
Nice. Congratulations on where you
it's been a long time.
You are today compared to 2005. I mean,
for sure.
When people look at IG followers, you know, we all know that we can pay for followers these days, but I've been up and down and the page, and it looks organic. These look like people
right.
who are following you because you're delivering and you're providing them something that they're looking for. My girl posted on Facebook that she loved you, and she's listening to the show right now because she follows you on social media. And so, you know, that's the power of, I think, operating in purpose. You don't have to purchase followers. They'll come organically when you're providing a service.
Right.
Right.
And the service totally. You provide
a valuable
is awesome.
Service.
Yeah.
Yeah, a valuable service. Can we jump right into it? Like, you're a beautiful woman. And I know a lot of people, like, want more booty. But, I mean, why did you feel the need to have more booty?
You know, I think that it was just a time in my life as a young person. You know, I was still in my 20s, mid-20s, and, you know, being influenced by just society and other women. I wasn't even on Instagram when this happened, and I don't even know if Instagram even existed, to be honest with you, because it was in 2010. And it was just, I was at a low point. I had just had a baby. I had lost tons of weight. I was smaller after I had my son than I am now. So I had lost a lot of my, you know, weight from birth and, you know, probably postpartum depression, just, you know, being unhappy with myself on the inside and the outside. I was just really lost back then. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what was making me happy. I didn't know what was making me sad. It was just a low point in my life. I was looking for something to make me happy. I had stopped training for about a year because I didn't know if that's even what I wanted to do anymore. That's how depressed I was feeling. I didn't even know if my passion was for me anymore. And that's when I, you know, when I inquired, I asked around, and it wasn't hard to find out, you know, what was going on. And at that time, I didn't know it was illegal. I didn't know that it was, you know, could be harmful. I didn't even know that you can die from this. And, you know, you ask all the girls around you, like, what is this? Is it cool? You ask the person doing it. Oh, it's safe. It's just hydrogel. You're fine. It's just above the muscle. It's going to give you a little plump, blah, 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 blah. And like I said, when you're young and just feeling sad about life, you're just looking for something to make you happy, even if it's temporary. And when I decided to do this, I didn't even know that it was irreversible. You know, you just don't. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't in my right mind frame, you know. So that's how it happened, basically.
That's pretty heavy. But I totally get it. I clearly I'm not a mother. There are mothers on this show, and we talk about a lot of different things, but I'm sensitive. I have sisters. That postpartum is real, and I think you are addressing.
Serious.
You just provided the details, you know, to what a lot of women go through. It's about self-esteem or the lack of self-esteem, confidence or the lack of confidence, and that bump, you know.
And it's crazy because most of the time women don't know that they're depressed or they don't know that they're going through postpartum depression until they do something that's ordinary. Before that, I never thought about touching my butt or even feeling insecure about my body or thinking that I needed anything. And when I look back at pictures before I did it, I was like, there was absolutely nothing wrong with me. I had a beautiful shape. I had a butt. I had hips. I had legs. Like, I just didn't have like the bubble butt that everybody seems like to want so bad. And
right.
So I had a butt. I just didn't have the projection, you know?
How much of the media played a part in you feeling like a bigger ass would make you feel better? I mean,
not at all.
You said it was pre-social media.
Yeah, I had back then was MySpace, and it wasn't even like that.
Wow.
You know, like, it wasn't like Instagram where you scroll and you see all these pictures. Like, I basically had MySpace to keep in touch with family and friends. And I was doing a lot of modeling and acting and red carpet events prior to having my son. So social media had nothing to do with it. It was more so just how I felt about myself, you know, and how I was just, I had lost so much weight. I was just really small. And I wasn't lifting at that time. I didn't know how to strength train. I didn't know how to do anything. So I had a six pack, that's for sure, because I was so small and lean that I had a six pack even after having my second child. But I didn't know how to lift weights because that's not what I went to school for. I went to school just for overall health and fitness. And just being healthy and fit, you know, I didn't know anything about bodybuilding or strength training or anything like that. I didn't learn how to do all that until later on into my fitness career, you know, after getting injections, that's when I learned how to lift weights. So I even regretted it more then when I found out, wow, I could build my body and sculpt it the way that I want, and I never had to do what I did, you know.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Were
absolutely.
You able to have them removed?
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh, I had asked if you were able to have it removed, the implants.
I mean,
or
they weren't
or
implants.
What was injected? I mean,
yeah,
what was
implants.
Injected?
Yeah, it's silicone. And so basically they do it in different increments of shots, just like Cardi B said. And
okay.
They just put it in each butt cheek, and you can't just remove it. And that's why
okay.
It took a while for me to get it removed because I've been wanting to do it since 2016 after I've done some research and all that. You have to find the right doctor. You know, there's
right.
a lot of doctors that weren't touching women that had that because it leaves you mutilated, deformed. You can even die getting
right.
them removed. And that's why it was such a major decision for me to do.
Right.
So,
no, I'm
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to owner, CEO of Get Body Jay. We're talking to Jay tonight. On IG, you can follow her, Bodied Sport, along with 77,000 other folks around the world. Tonight, she's sharing her personal trauma. You know, very, it seems identical to what Cardi B told in her story. Of how she actually went and acquired illegal cosmetic surgery. Now, you know, Jay, I didn't realize that your procedure was, in fact, illegal. I didn't make that connection prior
yeah.
to us preparing for the show. I thought it was just something that kind of went awry.
Oh, no. It's not approved by the FDA, and it does cause – depending on who does it. Now, there's people out there injecting women with cement and baby oil and all kinds of crazy stuff. And those are the women that are dying and having serious complications and losing limbs. Thank God that the person I went to was doing all of your famous entertainers, and he wasn't injecting stuff like that. He was injecting top of the line grade silicone. And that's why I didn't die. And that's why these other women that are in the industry have not died, because he had the best stuff. So, yeah, it's not – I mean, I did it in a hotel room. Cardi B said she did it in a basement. You know, K. Michelle, I don't know where she got hers done. But all the women that have had their butts done that are in the industry basically all go to the same person. So, not
yeah.
certified, and
how
you don't go to a doctor's office.
Come about? How did the whole brand or the idea behind Bodied come about?
Well, I did this magazine feature with J'adore magazine, and the editors of the magazine called it Get Me Bodied, because my original fitness business name was Redefining Fitness. That's what I came out with back in 2005. So when I moved to Atlanta, you know, I, like I said before, I was modeling, I was doing red carpet events, celebrity interviews, things like that. and doing magazine stuff, and he called the feature Get Me Bodied by Janelle Salazar. So, you know, that sparked a creativity in my mind, and I was like, Get Bodied by Jay, you know, because it was like Get Me Bodied by Janelle Salazar. So I just made it shorter because on Instagram that would have been way too long, you know. So that's how that came about.
If you'd like to ask a question, you can dial 1 on your phone. We have folks that they are online listening, 917-889-3926. If you're on the line and you have a question or a comment tonight, dial 1. Let us know that you are there. I'm sure there are other questions on the panel.
Yes, I actually have several questions, have since, you know, before when we were preparing for the interview as well. Thanks again for the opportunity. I promise I'll stop running from the beach workouts or workouts of all sorts at some point.
No, it's fine.
My question is related to, I guess, your mental state of mind. Can we go back to that when you were considering having the work done? Were you in a relationship at the time?
I was. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship at the time. And, you know, my man at the time was actually working at a strip club. And that also had some influence in making the decision because, you know, again, falling in line with the, you know, postpartum depression, just having a kid, being really small after having my kid, my, you know, man then going to work every night or whatever, 3-4 nights a week, and working at a popular strip club and seeing all these girls that are, you know, bootylicious or whatever, you know, it had, that didn't make anything better.
Sure.
It fell in line with all of that, you know. So
right.
I had multiple
feelings. That sounds a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Mm. I mean,
I'm glad you made
even,
it through
even,
it.
Me too, because I've had a lot of complications from removing.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm glad too.
So
definitely.
Can we talk about that process?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
You know, getting
you had to have it done in parts. You didn't have it all done at once, right?
No, I did have it done all at once.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all removed at the same time and the same day. And I feel like he actually took too much out of me. I feel like he didn't leave any of my own healthy tissue and fat. He literally took everything I had naturally, including, you know, the silicone out of me. And it didn't leave me with anything, you know. And then I had necrosis. So necrosis is it's basically dead tissue. It's a flesh eating disease. So after surgery, within the next day after surgery, he noticed that my skin was turning red. And he said there wasn't any blood circulation in that area. So they tried doing PRP, which is like trying to regenerate your own blood and then injecting your own plasma back into your blood system.
Yeah,
and that didn't work. Yeah. So they did two separate injections of that. And my tissue still died. So about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, the necrosis had to be cut out. Basically just to more skin, meat, and tissue taken out of my glutes. So I've had a really hard time. I mean, I had to come back to Atlanta, still with fresh stitches all the way down, you know, on each side of my inner thigh, all the way from my butt crack to my inner thigh.
Wow.
And out to the sides of my butt cheeks. So because he basically opened me like a book, cut me on each side of my butt cheek and then down where, you know, my woman parts are and then out to the side where your butt cheek is at the bottom.
Right.
On both sides. So I have stitches, you know, on the plane, I only sat down on takeoff and landing, and I had stitches that busted because I had
to
sit.
Whoa.
So when I got back to Atlanta, I had stitches that busted near my womanly parts down there. Those got infected. I had necrosis.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was awful. My husband had to pack my wounds with saline and cover them with an ABD pad, which is like a big square gauze in a sense. He did that for 2.5 weeks, twice a day at home. And then after that, I had to go to a wound care center and they put a wound vac on me. A lot of burn patients or people that get into car accidents that have very deep wounds have to get wound vacs because that helps them heal faster. And what a wound vac is, if nobody knows, is it's a machine that sucks out fluids and blood to help a wound heal faster. And it's a black foam that goes inside of your body, inside of the wound, and then it's covered up with like a clear sealant. And there's a tube that connects from that sealant on your body into a machine that sucks out negative pressure. So I was on that for like a month and a half. And I just got off of that mid-February.
Several folks hanging out that actually want to talk to you. I am blown by the trauma that women are suffering over something that may or may not be necessary. I'm a man, I can't say yay or nay, but I'll tell you, I'm a man that likes natural. Every man likes a nice ass. It's, I mean, we can't deny it. Boobs and ass, we love it. But women, specifically black women, hear me when I say, listen, you're already enough at the end of the day. It's not worth the trauma.
It's not worth your life.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If you're on the line right now and you have a comment, please hit 1, and we'll come to you next in line. Area last 4 digits, 2200. You are bodied by Jay. What's your question or comment?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, awesome. How are you? I am so happy to be on the line. It's not even funny.
Yay.
I just want to say thank you for your courage and your strength, because I saw your post about getting them removed. I didn't even know you had them. And so as a woman, honestly, I was jealous. I'm like, oh, my God, I want my body to be like hers. So a lot of that comes from, you know, oh, man, I want my butt to look like that. You know, women getting these injections and things like that. But you said you can do it organically and naturally. Please tell us how.
Well, all the programs that I've done, you know, that I have and that I've promoted throughout my career, those programs can build you naturally because it's all scientific. It's not like I put together magic potions and I'm telling you to go do them. It is, you know, clean eating, following your macros, knowing how much calories your body needs for your goals, because you can either lose weight, maintain, or build. And in order for you to know what your body needs, you have to know how many calories you need for what your goal is. And then you take that and you prep and you eat right and you follow your regimen and you get on a weight training program if that's what you want to do is build. And you learn how to lift weights and you learn, you know, that you're supposed to, you know, lift heavier and you have to feel it. A lot of people go to the gym and they don't know what to do, or they don't know how to work the machines, or they don't know how to, you know, correctly do a machine or have the correct form. And that's what I teach with my programs. You know, I have at-home programs, and then I have programs that show you how to lift weights in the gym. So what I sell works. It's not like it's, you know, fugazi or whatever the term would be. You know, it works. And you can build your body to have the best body that you can have. Because at the end of the day, we're all different. We're all different ages, sizes. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different genetics. You can never look like anybody else, no matter whether they've had surgery or not. That's just,
exactly,
you know, the truth of it.
Right. We all have our own
yeah.
fingerprints. ladies, I know Kim Kardashian. I know, you know, she started this big ass trend, literally big ass trend, right? I mean, but come on. Come on. Let's go to the last four digits. It's 5440. Get body. What's your question or your comment tonight?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to say that you have been an inspiration and also an eye opener. I'm a makeup artist, and I've worked at strip clubs, and you know, and I think that at a certain point, you start seeing things and you're like, okay, but what if I want to do this? Maybe I should add something, you know? And then looking at your story and what you have been through has really inspired me, because look at you now. Like, you wouldn't even think that you had gone through all this pain. And I kind of, like, when I saw your videos, it was like, wow, like I cried for you.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, how are you feeling? I mean, I know you go about this self-love, and I love and appreciate that, but how are you today physically? Like, can you sit? How has a lot of things changed for your body?
Oh, it's not
especially
easy.
Now
I'm
that you're working out.
Yeah, I'm still not 100%. I can sit more now, of course, because every day I get stronger and every day my wound heals more. I'm still not healed. I still have wounds. They're just smaller because they've gotten smaller. They've started to heal and I'm starting to scar. So a lot of people think that I'm 100% better. I'm not. I still have wounds. I still have, you know, they still have to close, and I still have to treat it and cover it and clean it every 3 to 4 days. So, you know, I just know that if I sit around and do nothing, that I can possibly fall back into a depression. And because I'm so involved in myself now and being in everything, I physically and mentally cannot go down that road again. I have 3 kids to take care of. I'm a wife. I have multiple businesses to run. I cannot be depressed because my whole household will fall apart. You know, as women, we run the world in a sense. We do so much for our family and so much that things will fall apart if that one person just falls to the wayside. My husband and my kids and my friends were having to do so much for me after surgery because I literally could only walk to the bathroom and then walk back to the bed. I had to be fed. I had to be cleaned. I had to be changed. I mean, I was literally handicapped. Like, I could have applied for a handicap sign. Like, I was barely moving. I couldn't bend down. I couldn't cook. I couldn't clean. I couldn't do anything. So from then to now, I'm way better. I'm not 100%. I would say I'm about 65% better than what I was.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if I don't try something, like as far as me starting to work out, because I could feel that my body needs to be stretched. I could feel like it needs to do something. So if I don't start to try to do something, I won't know if I can do it. So being that I have such a get it done personality and determination mind frame, I can't just sit around and feel sorry for myself. You know, even if it pains me sometimes to try certain things, I still try it.
Exactly.
Recovery.
Don't give up.
And self-love.
Yeah.
Recovery and self-love. I want to get more into the self-love piece because I think it's very relevant. I want to also clarify the percent that you said. Did you say 55 or 65%?
65%.
And how many months has it been from start to now? What's been the actual time frame?
So it has been 3 months since my surgery.
Okay.
I got surgery.
This is very fresh, very new.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I thought that I was not going to be able to do any lower body, anything for 6 months to a year.
Right.
But because, again, I just, you know, I've fallen so many times in life that I've just learned to pick myself back up. No matter how many times, no matter what it was, I have just learned because, you know, I come from, you know, a lot of people don't know how I grew up, and I've had a hard upbringing. I didn't grow up with two parents. I was a single mom. She worked two jobs. Me and my brother, we're home alone all the time. I had to basically raise him. I had to cook. I had to clean. My work ethic is crazy. You know, I've been working since I was 14. I've had to take care of myself for a very long time. So I've been independent at a young age, and I've never, you know, depended on anybody to take care of me. So that falls into how I treat myself now. You know, that's just a not give up personality. I have the will to not give up.
And that's what you gotta do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause and come back. We are up close and personal with the CEO of Body Sport, Body by Jay. She's sharing her personal trauma with her experience with butt injections. I mean, it's identical to what Cardi B has gone through. And based on what I understand, is it true that Kay Michelle like just got her stuff like reduced? Is that true?
Yeah, like last year.
So in January, she went through a we talk on the phone, so I know what's really going on. When a lot of people thought that she had removed it initially in January, she attempted to a different way. But see, the injections, silicone injections, they cannot be sucked out. They cannot be lipoed. They cannot be lasered. They cannot be froze. They have to be cut out. So what she tried to do in January was like lipo it out or like suck it out, but it didn't work. So then she had to go back and she had to find somebody that could cut it out without, you know, I guess just doing it the right way. Yeah.
All right.
So she just recently got it cut out, and so far she's doing okay, and she's not experiencing necrosis yet so far. Hopefully she doesn't, like I did. I'm praying for her and hope that she recovers more smoothly than I did. But, you know, she's going through what I went through. She had to get blood transfusions and everything. I was in the emergency room the next day because I lost so much blood, and I blacked out about 3 times, and my hemoglobin level was under 5, and I had to go into the emergency room
and
get blood transfusions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could have died.
Hey,
that's crazy.
It's 9:37, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest tonight is Body Dog Radio Show.
Real talk, real people, real time. 9:37 p.m. here in Southwest ATL, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General, Madam Boston, and our special guest, the lovely Body by Jay. Get Body by Jay. So please tell us a little bit more about your self-love movement.
So, you know, it took, and I used to post this all the time, you know, before I had a clothing line and everything, I would always tell women, I would always inspire by my posts, you know, motivational posts in black and white. And I would always say it took me a long time to find myself. It took me a long time to learn to love myself and love who I am. And then when I came out with my clothing line, we did a self-love collection. So this is something that's been growing for a very long time. It just didn't pop up and happen overnight. And it just the way that everything happened and the way that my surgery fell in place and everything just fell in place and my clothing line dropping, like none of that was planned. It just all fell in place at the right time. You know, when I went on the doctor's show last year, they literally saw my story and they called me and emailed me like the same day and then asked me to come on the show 3 days later. You know, a lot of people think that this was planned. It wasn't planned, you know. And I was like, whoa, wait, 3 days later, I have a newborn. You know, my son wasn't even 3 months old, you know, last November.
Right.
Or he was just about three and a half months old. And I was like, I need time. Like, I'm going to have to bring my baby with me. I'm not leaving my 3 month old with anybody. So I was like, I'm going to have to bring him with me. He's going to have to be able to come on the show with me. You guys are going to have a babysitter. I'm going to have to bring someone else with me, either my husband or a best friend or something. I have to get my kids straight. I was like, you guys need to give me some time. So I ended up going, taking my baby. My best friend came with me. They had a babysitter for me. They flew me out. They put me in a hotel. They really took good care of me and brought me on the show a week after that. And I had no idea that the doctor that removed my silicone injections was going to gift me the surgery. I just kind of want to show this, tell my story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wanted to just tell my story and warn women so that way women can stop doing it, you know. Over the years, my butt just kept growing. It just kept getting bigger and bigger with, you know, natural weight gain. I started lifting weights.
Right.
Like, then I had a baby, and, you know, it just got huge. Because when I first got it done, I only had – it was only 2 inches bigger. It was not super huge. I mean, people didn't even know that I had it done because it looked so natural, you know.
Wow.
So just over the years, it just continued to grow. And scar tissue, you know, continues to grow because it's trying to protect your body and all that stuff. And like I said, I had a baby. So when I was pregnant, I had 40 – it was 47 inches all the way around.
Wow.
So,
wow, that's me right there.
Yeah. So
did you know that it was going to continue to grow after you had the injections?
Oh, no, not at all. A lot of girls have to go back and get more injections because it just they feel like it goes away.
Right.
So like I said, different people that inject use different things. So maybe some of the things that those girls were getting injected with, maybe that did disappear. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I can't speak for everybody's situation. I just know how I've dealt with mine and what's happened with me. You know, so it was just a situation where, yes, I was having minor aches and pains, like sitting for too long, felt uncomfortable. You know, little indentation started to form, especially after having my son. My butt, the way that it looked, changed. Just going through whole pregnancy and carrying a baby because I'd never been pregnant with injections.
Right.
So it just was a whole different thing. And I just didn't like the way it looked. It just wasn't, I was insecure with the big old butt, you know? So it's like, it's one extreme to the next. I didn't want
you keep
a super
talking about
huge
the butt. The butt. You just said big old butt. I got to ask you this. Did it feel the same? Like, you know, when you had the regular butt and then you got the inflated butt, did it feel the same way when you were getting
it?
She
said it wasn't inflated.
The only
difference was 2 inches, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't your
big
butt.
It didn't
I'm trying
crazy
to hear
big
it from
later.
Her.
Yeah, it didn't get crazy big till later. So what do you mean? Did it feel the same as far, like touch-wise or what?
Was it hard?
No, my butt
was
soft.
Was the sex the same? Yeah, that's what that's what I'm trying to understand.
You know, in the beginning it felt like, oh, like you feel sexier, you feel like you can do more, when really it doesn't matter. Like,
right.
You know,
it all works the same, you know.
Right.
Without,
no,
I mean,
change.
Additions
no change.
Have any
same body parts.
Attachable accessory.
Right.
Fellas, I had to ask. See, it's a lot of dudes that's tuning in listening right now, and I know
that's what they wanted to know.
I gotta ask
that's
you.
What they
it's
wanted
like
to know.
We want to know: did it feel the same? Was it still a soft booty, or was it a hard ass booty? Cause see, we want a booty, but if it feel like concrete, I'm thinking you can.
The guy that was injecting. The girls that were paying were really, it was, my butt was soft. I didn't start feeling like there was like hard modules till later on towards after I had my son. There was like small areas, but my whole butt was soft. Like it jiggled, you know, you smack it, it's soft. Like it wasn't like,
you
locked,
said it looked natural. Right.
Oh,
that's what she
said.
Right.
Yeah,
I never would have been able to pick her out of a lineup of women who I thought had any type of work done to their bodies. I thought she was a Hispanic woman who worked out and ate well and ate right and shaped her body.
Looked like
yeah,
Kim
it's
K.
crazy because
it looked like Kim K.
Like you can tell the girls that have had injections. That went overboard. You know, I mean, I have thick thighs, legs, I have muscle, like mine flowed very well, but you can tell girls that have had injections that just were so like little itty bitty petite girls, like AKA Kim Kardashian, her natural butt looked so amazing because it fit her shape. She was petite when she was, you know, back in the day and her butt back then matched her body. Now it's ridiculous because her, it's just her legs are so skinny, her arms are skinny, everything's so small, and so you, those have women you could tell to have injections. Those are ones that are noticeable. Now, there is women that have injections that it does flow with their body because they're naturally thick already. So if they have injections, you can't really tell because it flows with their body. But it's crazy because, when I started telling my story, so many women have DM'd me with the same situation as me, in the same crisis, asking for help, asking for doctor's information. And these women are all colors. They're all colors, white, Asian, black, Spanish, Puerto, I mean, all colors. And of all different, I've had nurses that have made this mistake, lawyers, stay-at-home moms. I mean, women that you wouldn't even think did it. It was like a trend back then, I guess.
Right. Well, some women are still doing it, though, as part of the trend. And they're going to Florida now to the people I know that have had it done have all go to Florida. And I don't trust it because I know they have to, like when you said, like keep getting the injections and stuff like that. And because their butt drops after some time, doesn't it?
But see, the ladies that their butt is dropping is because they just did too much to begin with. So then the weight and the gravity is pulling it down. Then they feel like, let me get more at the top to keep it round at the top. But they're just making their butt heavier and heavier and heavier.
Not even knowing it until it's too late. Yeah. What
and
would
gravity
you tell...
is going to pull it down naturally. So.
And you're right. What would you suggest? I mean, what would you tell someone that's thinking right now about getting injections?
I would say that it's not worth it. Learn from my story, learn from Cardi's, story. I don't know if Cardi will ever get hers removed or if she's having any issues. Learn from Kay Michelle. I mean, learn from the women that are actually coming out and saying, hey, I did this. It was a mistake. I want to fix it. I have issues or whatever. And, just stay natural and work on your body and make it the best that you can make it and learn to embrace that and learn to love yourself because believe me, if I had a me back then telling me the dangers or telling me not to do it and telling me, all the stories they've heard, I would have never done that to myself in fear of losing my life.
Right.
I thought this was something that was safe. I thought this was something that, women were doing that
we're
was
just doing
right. Okay. Yeah, a little
did you
comfort.
Talk it over
to be honest with you, I thought it was going to go away after a certain period of time.
Right. Did you discuss it with anyone before you had the surgery? Any friends? Did anyone try to talk you out of it?
No, because at that time, as I stated before, I was going through postpartum depression. I didn't. Yeah. I closed myself out to all my friends. My relationship wasn't so great, and nobody knew that either. I just hid everything.
Yeah.
I hid everything, and I didn't talk to anybody about how I was feeling. I didn't reach out for help, and maybe had I done that, we wouldn't be here today. And so if you're out there and you're going through depression or you think that you're depressed and you're not eating or you're sad or you feel like you're in a gloomy space, like get help, talk to somebody because, if not, you're going to look for temporary happiness and it's not always the best choice.
No, that's awesome advice. And especially, coming from you who's gone through it. So, again, I'm glad that you made it, through and that you're, in your healing process. And I also hope that your, healing process is a little bit easier, as you go along.
Well, guess what? Now I can sit on the toilet because for the first 2 months I was standing up.
Get it, baby.
That is a super big
one
step.
One step at a time.
Okay.
They have this woman's pee cup that you can use, and I was having to stand up to pee because I couldn't really sit. And let's not even talk about number two, I couldn't.
Can we talk about the woman's pee cup? Because thinking about the no sleep pool party that we went to 2 years ago where we had to fight to get back. I'm sorry, that's a whole different story.
Oh my god,
in a different show, in a whole different show,
yeah.
Hey, if you want to comment, we do have a few minutes left. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You have to dial 1 so that we know that you want to comment or speak to our special guest. She is bodied by Jay CEO. She's a mother. She's a CEO. Listen, she's a warrior. She's a survivor. She's a wise woman at the end of the day. You know, I mean, listen, first of all, I just want to say we've talked to a lot of people over the years. I mean, we talk to celebrities, we talk to politicians, we talk to athletes, we talk to business owners. This, I think, hands down, is like one of the most powerful shows that we've had in like maybe 8 years. Because I'm a visual person. So as you've shared your personal journey, it's like you've shared, like I could visualize it,
right?
And for me, it's real when you can visualize it. I wouldn't want my mother, my sister, my aunt, my wife, my daughter. I wouldn't want any of them to ever experience that. And so my heart goes out to you for even having to experience that. But this platform is about real talk for real people during real times. And we're
and
there.
A mature audience, because a lot of people out there don't know the, you know, a lot of people out there want to portray themselves like they've never made mistakes, or they've never felt sad, or they've never gone through anything hard in life. And, you know, oh, I don't feel sorry for her. I don't care. She's dumb, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, let your sister or your cousin or your best friend or somebody have gone through that, they would not feel the same.
Right.
So my thing is that, like, when I came out to tell my story, I'd already accepted my mistake a long time ago. So when you can accept something and face the truth, you don't need pity from anybody. You don't need people to feel sorry for you. You don't need acceptance from anybody when you've owned up to your mistake and you've faced your own demons. So my thing is that when I started telling my story, I did it for me. I didn't do it for social media. I didn't do it for likes. I didn't do it for fame. I didn't do it so all the blogs can post me. And I didn't do it for pity at all. I don't need pity from anybody. I did it for myself. And I did it to try to save women. So that's the goal. That's the goal, is just to try to help women embrace themselves. They're beautiful the way that they are, and just continue to eat clean and train dirty. You know, that at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, because we're all going to get old, and who wants to be on medication just to get out of bed? You know, people have to start taking care
of
themselves now.
Talk to the folks about bodysport.com. Talk to them about bodysport.com and what they could actually talk to them about bodysport.com.
Well, bodysport.com is my clothing line. It's my apparel line, and we dropped last July, and I'm just so thankful and blessed that it's grown so much just in less than 1 year. And women love the gear, you know, and they can rock a self-love shirt, a self-love sweater, self-love slides. You know, we just have a variety of stuff. We have streetwear, and then we have, you know, I just dropped my spring line, and the clothes is amazing. You know, I have gym bags, water bottles, everything. It's just a brand. I'm just building my brand more and more. And, you know, people say sky is the limit. I feel like there is no limit. You know, I'm going to do all the things that I want in life until I'm no longer here, because we only get one. We only get one life, and we need to live it to its fullest.
Tell them again.
Yeah.
Only one.
We want now. And you know what? Like, yes, what have I said? Was I scared? Was I scared of growth? I was. I was scared of growing as a person and growing into my brand. But, you know, I've risked a lot just to be in my own, you know, a business owner. It's risky. I've had, you know, it's a roller coaster income. You don't get a paycheck every 2 weeks. Nothing's guaranteed. So I've had to hustle my ass off for a long time to get to where I am. People think that it just happens overnight. I've been in the fitness industry for over 12 years. And before that, I was, you know, modeling, acting, I was waitressing, I was training. I had like 5 jobs at one time. So, you know, I didn't just get here because I was pretty and I had a big butt. That's what didn't happen.
contrary to popular belief.
Right.
Yeah. What is the number one misconception when it comes to big butts? What's the number one misconception?
You know what? I don't know. We'd have to ask somebody that is looking from the outside in. I can't answer that question. Can somebody else answer the question?
Well, my butt's average size, so I can't really, you know.
Okay, so I don't have one. I don't have one. I just have wide hips. And
yeah, I have hips too. I don't really have a big
yeah,
butt.
Yeah, I've always
what's
I'm
the
hippie.
Biggest misconception? I don't know.
So I'll post that and see what, you know.
Yeah,
see
what they say.
I think the biggest misconception might be that once if you put them in that you can take it out with no problem. Because I don't.
Wait, you're talking about the injections?
Oh, I'm so sorry. What is that?
We're just talking about big butts in general, Boston.
Oh.
Just I think one of the biggest would be that all guys like big butts, because a lot of guys that I talk to are like, you know, that's it's too much.
Overrated.
Like, it's all right to look at, but
well,
yeah, what you gonna do with it?
Exactly. Okay.
I think you're right.
I agree.
That's a misconception, is that all guys like big butts, and I don't think that's I don't think that's true, because even
it
when my butt was smaller. No, I've always had men, whether
right.
before injection,
oh,
but
no,
that didn't make me any more beautiful.
Right.
Oh no.
It made
right.
more people
right.
turn and make noises and damn and ooh and wah.
Right.
I didn't even
attention.
I didn't get enough
attention.
Even like that.
Right.
It was too much attention though. It was too much attention. That's why I would wrap a sweater around my waist every time I went to the gym, because I didn't like it.
Right, you probably already got attention without the ass.
Yeah, and
right.
then I did that, and it just brought more attention.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm just glad where I'm at right now. Even though the doctor didn't leave me with how nice my natural butt was, and I had to go through all this bullshit, I'm just glad that I can build from here, and that
right.
I'm just free of that. And I'm just
right.
glad that I don't have to deal with that anymore, you know?
Are you facing more surgeries cosmetically for shaping, or are you, I mean, do you have to have any other tissue scarring removed, anything?
Well, that's all up in the air now. I want to wait till I completely heal and my wounds completely close. They're very
yeah.
close to closing. I feel like they'll be closed in the next week. So the scar is really ugly. There's an indention in the middle of my butt. And I feel like I won't know. I'm going to let my body heal. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to slowly get back into my regimen and do the things that I can. And then 6 months, 8 months down the road, if my body hasn't, you know, if I haven't done all that I can on my own, then I'm going to look to see if I could just get that voided area. If it doesn't fill up on its own, get
right.
that voided area fixed, because there is a void. I mean,
right.
like I said, I'm nowhere near where my natural butt was. That's why I wouldn't be here if I would have never done anything to myself. I'd have a better ass. I would have a better
right.
ass
right.
than the one, you know, the injected one.
Right.
We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank our special guest tonight, Body by Day. Please log on.
Most definitely.
Sister, as she recovers and promotes self-love, check her out at bodiedsport.com, bodiedsport.com. Jay, we support you. We're going to continue to pray
yeah.
for your recovery and appreciate you for being so, so sincere tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No problem. If you need anybody to talk to, you can always reach out to me. I'm Madam Boston. Yeah.
It went by so fast. My goodness.
I know, right? Because it was
are we
fun.
Off?
Fun.
No, we're not
we,
off yet. We got a few seconds left.
We are about to go into overdrive with you. We can keep the conversation going. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the live feed is about to drop. The podcast will keep going.
Radio show. overdrive.
Okay, so Jay, we are officially in overdrive. It's 10 o'clock, folks, all
okay.
over the East Coast. It is now 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Our special guest tonight is Bodied by Jay, CEO, Miss Jay herself. Now, Madam Boston said you can call her and talk to her. I want to put this disclaimer out there right now on behalf of TM Mama Radio Live. anything that comes out of that one-on-one session is not
Absolutely.
Our responsibility.
Not the express written, without the express written consent of TM Hyman or Hot Chocolate or
it's
Fee.
All right. I can stand a while old. It's all right. Y'all got to back me up.
Going. Hey, it's love. Listen, Jay, you talked about self-love, and I think from a man's perspective, if you could stand on one, like, for real, like, we all like big butts, for real. Big butts and a smile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cliche
yeah,
at all. But at the end of the day,
the
word you said you used earlier, though, was you said mature. This conversation was for mature people. And at the end of the day, at some point, we have to mature and we realize that, I mean, listen, we all get old. It all fades away.
Yeah.
Then what?
Yeah. Yeah. These girls are going to be walking around here looking crazy.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
looking crazy. But my question, my question, you know, really on behalf of, if you could stand on a table with a bullhorn and talk to a room full of dudes, you know, after
right.
what you've gone through, because we're very influential in a lot of situations,
oh, yeah.
right? I mean,
I
recognize that. And I think if we could really zoom out and see, like, the future of what's possible, or if we know the risk, you know, maybe we would weigh in a little differently.
I feel like if they would
influence
women
a little
more,
bit.
Right, uplift women to love themselves and self-love and everything. And I feel like more songs, even rappers, I feel like more music needs to come out where men are rapping or singing about natural beauty, women that are, you know, be who you are and stuff like that. And everything is just about money and ass and sex and big, you know, they even talk about butt shots and music and everything, you know, it's just, it is very influential. And you know, I don't know, the industry just doesn't help at all. And I feel like the women that are beautiful, you know, like Karrueche and Christina Milian, all those girls are very petite and they don't have big booties and they're still beautiful. And,
right.
you know,
they're
all these other women,
petite.
Very, very petite. And all these other women, even Azalea, what's her name? Wiz Khalifa's ex-girlfriend, the real thin girl. She's tall, black hair. She's very pretty.
Amber.
She's very slim. Not Amber.
No, not Amber.
Mm-mm. No, his girlfriend that he was dating, I think they broke up, but she was very beautiful. She was always on his page. And, you know, I feel like they don't get as much exposure. And all these other girls, you know, no pun intended, but all these other girls are just starting to look the same. They have their face beat the same. They're wearing the same wigs. All their butts are big. All their legs are skinny. You know, like they all look the same. On the Explore page, I'm like, what is the difference between all these women? There's no difference. They all look the same.
I mean,
they're
but in terms
same.
Of... In terms of body appreciation by men, per se, you either go from one extreme to another, which is supermodel to Kardashian ass. You know what
right.
I mean? There's
yeah.
no medium, or there's no appreciation for the medium.
Yeah. And that's the sad part.
I wouldn't say that. I think we appreciate, like, all different size asses, to be honest.
Men
it
are going to
like
almost
that
anything,
way.
Though.
I agree with you.
Because you know what? I have been walking on the street, okay, or in the gym or whatever, and one, like, this has happened multiple times. Of course, when I was single, it doesn't happen anymore. People don't talk to me anymore for some reason. But when I was single, like, a guy would try to approach me, talk to me, you know, I shoot him down, no, I got a boyfriend, or I'm good, or I'm working out, leave me alone, whatever. And then he'll go to, and I thought I was pretty attractive and, you know, good looking and stand out or whatever. Then I would see him talking to a not so good looking girl and trying to hook up with her. So I feel like they just don't care sometimes. They just will try to holler at anything, and they'll turn their head and look at anything as long as they got ass, you know?
Just for the score.
I think they're more concerned about what's between the legs.
Sometimes there's an intimidation factor. Sometimes there's an intimidation factor. Now,
yeah,
you know,
and I feel like that's
what
people don't talk to me now.
No, that's true. And so, I mean, so guess what? This is the reality. If, especially something that might be, and I don't, random could be defined differently by different people, but random situations, if they appear hard, difficult, then you might pass a quality difficult situation for maybe not so quality
less
situation.
Difficult,
right?
Yeah.
When you say if he's talking to a chick that I know is busted, but guess what? That was an easy bust.
But and he gave him play. Yeah, I can agree
right?
with that. I guess.
And so,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, it's not that we don't care, but if it's intimidating or if it seems difficult, we may just take a hands off approach and like maybe it'll come around again. I'm just being real.
Yeah. I can put myself in them shoes and see how that can happen.
I think I could.
Yeah.
Hey, 10:06 on the East Coast, 7:06 on the West Coast, Body by J. You can check it out on IG, Bodied Owner by Body by J. She has a dope apparel, fitness apparel website, bodiedsport.com. And she's shared, man, a lot. Tonight about her situation that was totally aligned with what Cardi B went through, specific to butt injections.
I'm curious. I'm curious to see if she's going to get them removed later on.
What about her breast implants?
Oh, I'm sure she's fine. I mean, breast implants are a little different, you know, than getting injections.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you know,
well,
right.
There were some girls getting illegal silicone breast implants as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You can get it injected anywhere. And some girls are transgenders. That's where it started everything. And those transgenders were getting injected in their breasts and their lips and everything. So I'm sure a lot of those men have had issues, you know, and I feel sorry for anybody that's injected it in their lips or their breast or anywhere else for that matter.
My goodness.
So there's going to be a lot of people out here with issues. A lot of people.
Yeah, it sounds like some serious issues. Folks, we have been in overdrive. Hey, listen, what I want to say is you are welcome to come here and promote your brand. We would love to know how your recovery is coming along, you know, in a few weeks, a few months, whenever you want to stop past. You're always welcome here. We got folks listening all over the world, and I'm sure you have encouraged a lot of folks tonight. So before we get out of here, I mean, you know, please, you know, tell women all over the world, I'll say women and men, because, I mean, dudes, we're there. A lot of times we encourage it, right? But again, we heard a situation tonight that's serious. That's beyond serious. And who wants their loved one to go through this kind of trauma? So, you know, as we get out of here, what's a closing, you know, message to the people?
Be you. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Be confident. And maybe just do daily affirmations. You know, even if you don't believe that you're beautiful or you're not, you know, you're not succeeding with self-love yet, tell yourself that you are. You know, maybe even look in the mirror and say, I love you, you're beautiful, you can do it, you're confident, you're amazing, all those things, because the more that you tell yourself those things, the more that you'll believe it and the more that the universe will come to you in a positive way.
For sure.
Telling
yourself in the mirror that you love yourself, after you've said that a number of times, it starts to open you up so you can see.
Yeah.
You.
It does.
Yep. Because the more that we are negative to ourselves and about ourselves and all that stuff and surround ourselves with negative people, we're going to stay in a negative cloud. and only negative is going to continue to come our way because we're allowing it to be in us and around us.
Yeah,
so,
I'm glad.
You know,
so
if anybody has
that.
Heard about the secret law of attraction,
yes.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So go on YouTube and watch The Secret.
That's
it'll change your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
that
I thank you guys for having me.
Awesome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for your time.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it all. And make sure that you let me know, you know, I need pages over here. I need
yes,
Instagram
ma'am.
Pages.
Oh,
yes,
no
ma'am.
Doubt.
Yes, ma'am.
Please,
okay.
Please share yours with our listeners.
Yeah, and I'm curious, will this be up on the website? Where, like,
yes.
If somebody wants to go back and listen to it?
Yes.
Yes.
The podcast will be available about 25 minutes after the show concludes. And so let's go ahead and shout out handles. One, the show is at The Social Lab on IG. I am Mr. T.M. Hyman on IG. That's
okay.
Very Hot Chop on IG. And that's
No. It's Regina 757 on IG and Very
yeah,
Hot
Chop
on Twitter. Yes.
Get
yeah,
a Chop on Twitter.
Yes, she has mine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And Madam Boston is Madam Boston.
Did I get yours right, Boston? Why
oh,
you being
it's Madam Boston. Hey, it's Madam Boston
Thank
for
you.
Everything. Yes, no
peanut gallery.
Gotcha.
No problem.
At least I got,
no problem.
I got that. Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Madam, we will keep in contact with you, and we want
yes,
you to come back.
Shall.
This will be available, and we'll share it. We'll share it with you so that you can even post your page.
Okay, perfect.
Take us
Thank
home,
you
folks.
Guys so much.
Well, whatever you do, do it well. Check you out on Wednesday. Y'all be safe out there.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
On Wednesday, we will be chopping it up with C. We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio, for the General Madam Boston, bodied by Jay and myself, Hot Chocolate. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you on Wednesday.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.